Hello, Audio Boom. Right, yesterday was Thanksgiving, as most of you will know, but it's something that's actually celebrated in America and not so much in the UK. But however, today is what they call Black Friday, which is something also that's more of an American tradition more than anything. It's something that's celebrated in America. But for the first time, as far as I know, I've never heard of this before, but for the first time here in the UK, they have been doing Black Friday, which is more or less, it's more or less shopping. All of the retail stores, all the shops and stuff, they're bringing down the prices and you know, giving out discounts, you know, sort of like our Boxing Day sales, I suppose. Because I think it's something that follows after Thanksgiving. It's more or less like, as Paul was saying, I totally agree. It's probably something to do with, you know, something that follows, like our Boxing Day follows Christmas Day. You know, everybody's had the turkey, celebrated and whatnot, and so they have Boxing Day that follows. Whereas in America they have Black Friday, which follows Thanksgiving. And so, but for the first time, as far as I know, anyway, we've actually had it here in the UK, and it's just something I've never actually heard of it before. It's just the first time I've actually heard of Black Friday. I didn't actually know anything about it up until, you know, like Mel, I found out through social media, and one or two people, sort of mentioned it, you know, at work and stuff, and I thought, what's Black Friday? What on earth is Black Friday? I've never even heard of it. It sounds really, I don't know. It doesn't sound like a shopping. It doesn't sound like something to do with the sales. It sounds like, I don't know. It's just, it sounds, I don't know, just something rather dark and sinister. I don't know. It sounds really weird to me. Black Friday, honestly, Black Friday. It doesn't sound very good, does it? It doesn't sound like something good. But apparently, yeah, it's to do with shopping and, you know, the sales and stuff. But to be honest with you, I just don't get that kind of stuff. I'm going to agree with Paul and Mel. One thing it is, I am going to agree with Mel on this one, but I just think it's just one of those things that I think that it's just one of those things that are benefits retail stores, and I think it's one of those money making scheme type things, you know, money making, like you know, like Valentine's Day and, you know, Boxing Day and all that sort of stuff, you know, where it's money making. It's something, you know, where the businesses, you know, get to make money and stuff like that. It's one of those celebrations where, you know, it's I don't know, I just feel it's very unnecessary. You don't really need it, you know, we don't really need that sort of thing. It's trying to get people, I think it's just one of those things that's trying to get people to spend their money and, you know, and on unnecessary things, and it's, you know, it's very, they tempt you into spending your money and stuff, and, you know, and it just, you know, I just find it's really unnecessary, that sort of thing. It's very commercialized. It's one of those commercialized things, and I don't know, I don't like those sort of things, you know. Like I said last year for Christmas, I didn't think that Christmas should have been, you know, commercialized. You know, it should be about, you know, it's a religious sort of thing, and, you know, there should be some element of religion in there somewhere, you know, like people should, you know, go to church, and, you know, if they're going to celebrate it properly, you know, they should remember Jesus and, you know, all of that sort of stuff, because that's what it was about. But whereas, you know, it's nowadays it's just about, oh, how big a present, how expensive is your presence, you know, how expensive can you, you know, what expensive presents can you get for yourself, and it's all about buying the most expensive presents and having the biggest tree, and, you know, who can light up their house the most and who can decorate it the best, and it's all a competition on the street to see whose house looks the best, you know, it's all like that. And I think Black Friday is just one of those other type of things where it's just about, you know, getting people to go out there and buy loads of clothes and electronic things and gadgets and all sorts of things, you know, just to get people out there shopping and stuff. And, you know, And in America, they actually have the day off to actually go shopping, whereas here in the UK, we don't. You know, as Paul was saying, not all of us can actually get out, you know, to go Black Friday shopping. You know, I don't get the time off to do that. You know, I would never be allowed to do that. I wouldn't be able to just say, oh, well, I'm not coming in because I'm going to do a bit of shopping and whatnot. You know, it's just, you know, we don't have the day off for that. But, you know, I suppose it's for those who are, you know, maybe stay at home mums and whatever, and, you know, people who are at home and people who have, you know, who have the opportunity to take the day off, you know, they can actually go out shopping and stuff like that and spend a whole load of money and whatever have you, you know. But, you know, it's not all of us do. And, you know, I don't think it's a good idea going in the evening, you know. Mind you, I don't like going shopping in the sales time because people are just so... It's just so horrible, the atmosphere. People are pushing, shoving, snatching things and, you know, all sorts. And it's just really not a nice atmosphere. So I don't even like going shopping in the sales. I don't even go to the Boxing Day sales. I don't go to the summer sales. I don't go to the Easter sales or the New Year's one. Or I don't go to any of those sales because I just don't like the atmosphere and I don't like how people behave and stuff. People are just so totally rude and it's horrible. People just forget manners and everything, and it's just like people just turn into animals. That's what it is. If people just turn into animals, it's like feeding at the farm time, you know. That's what it's like. And I just think it's really ridiculous and stuff. I don't like that sort of stuff, and I don't really see the point in Black Friday anyway, you know. But I guess that's just me, I suppose. You know, I don't like that sort of stuff anyway. I don't like that sort of thing, you know. But it just seems to me like Britain, you know, UK is trying to be American. It's Americanizing itself way too much, and it's just, I don't know, but that's what it feels like. Because, you know, they're starting to do a lot of things, you know, that's American. And even people nowadays, you know, that instead of this really bugs me, but people nowadays, instead of writing mum, they all write mom, you know, M-O-M. They don't write M-U-M, which is the UK way. You know, even the spelling, you know, to certain things is just dying out. And I don't know, it's just becoming very American. You know, England is becoming American. It's becoming America. America number two. You know, in America they've got New England. We'll probably at some point have New America right here or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's just one of those things. It's really weird. I don't know. It's just really strange. But yeah, you know. But I just don't agree with Black Friday just because I don't like the sales. It's not that I don't like the price of things being put down, because that would be great, but I just don't like, you know, I don't like it in this way, you know, the way they're doing it at the minute, because, you know, so many people go in and then they just, you know, they don't really behave and stuff. That's what it is. That's what I don't like about it. But yeah, but, you know, it's just one of those things, I suppose. But anyway, before I go, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of those who celebrate, and to all of my American friends. Hope you all had a lovely day and had a good time. And to those who celebrated here in England, in Britain, and anywhere else, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I do wonder, though, what Thanksgiving was actually, you know, why they actually do have Thanksgiving. It sounds like a good celebration, you know, if it is to do with being thankful and stuff, which is good. I like that. I do like that. I like that idea, being thankful. But then you should be thankful every day. It shouldn't just be for one day. It should be every day. But, you know, it's a nice, Thanksgiving sounds like a nice, nice celebration. I prefer Thanksgiving to Black Friday. Black Friday, actually. But before I'd heard of what Black Friday actually was, I thought it was something to do with, I don't know, something to do with some sort of history behind it. I don't know, something more or less doom and gloom, like, you know, Unlucky Friday or something. I don't know, something dark like that. I don't know. I don't really know what I thought. I can't remember, to be honest with you, when I first heard it. But anyway, yeah. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving to all those who actually celebrate. Right, I shall speak to you all very soon. I'll probably be back later on tonight because I've got quite a few things I want to talk about today. So I shall be back at some point later this evening, maybe, or perhaps tomorrow. I don't know yet, but speak to you all very soon. Bye.